Before we get started today on our latest episode, here's an ad from one of our sponsors.
Dun da da dun da dun da da dun da da dun da dun ha dun da da dun da dun da da dun da da dun da dun ha.
Hey, what's going on there to the Rattlesnake Nation? And give me a big old hell yeah. Here's the thing. If you ain't drinking my new Rattlesnake Cola, then you ain't drinking shit. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
I worked out a deal with Stone Cold on his new cola deal, and I told him we'd play it on the show. And him and I both thought a nice inside joke since I got that that impression I've been doing of him so much. Actually, how I met him, but we thought it'd be kind of a gag for me to do it. So anyway, should I maybe, Dylan, should I get us into this one?
Take it away, man.
I'm going to spin you a tale. One of those tales you always wanted to hear about. There we were, foretold fiction. We had the universe by the balls. And old Mother Nature, we needed her. We went to her. She told us of a thing that was happening in places. A thing that was happening in places that we had to solve. And this is that story. Welcome to the Foretold Fiction Murder Mystery. So there our heroes were. They had just landed in Chicago, the city of Chicago. Were they gonna go look at the bean? Probably. They were headed to a bar named Sally's. Oddly enough, it was owned by Esmeralda. Now, we didn't have any fucking clue who Esmeralda was, but I think our journey was gonna lead us to find out. Dylan didn't like all the narration going on. I could tell as he's looking right at me. I did promise him once that I wasn't going to do it that much. But honestly, I'm probably going to. He knew that too. Archie was one of my longest best friends. And now I'm thinking about taking us on a side stroll. Maybe even into a whole episode of it. But I'm probably going to get cut off anyway. So I'll just keep going till somebody stops me. Because I tell you, in this city, it pays to do crime, but crime pays. I'm about running out of stuff to say here, Dilly. If you want to jump in and cut me off like we are actually angry at each other, that'd be fine. You want to start the episode off?
I mean, I could give it a crack.
No. Dylan.
No, I like that idea.
No.
Let's let Archie have a shot.
But, Dylan, stop. I didn't really want to.
Archie. Try it out, man.
Welcome to the city of Chicago, where gangsters like Al Capone lived. We're going to that bar Sally's where Esmeralda lived or works, and they say she's a troll.
How do you know that?
I read the briefing log. Arlo printed them out, gave us all of them.
Yeah, did you not get your briefing?
What are you talking about?
We all got, like, an Arlo memo. He's trying to be better about filling us in on shit.
Jeff had no recollection of the Arlo memo. I guess he was going to find out from Cliff Notes, a.k.a. Dylan, as they walked to the bar. Apparently, Esmeralda was a troll. Apparently, she was ugly. Apparently, I forgot to wear underwear.
To be honest, Jeff, the Arlo memos are basically Cliff Notes. It just says Sally's bar, Esmeralda is a troll. That's it.
He even puts little pictures on there for me so I can color them.
You're getting pretty good at coloring inside the lines, Archie. You're getting there, man.
I know. I'm practicing.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna have to, possibly sit this one out.
What do you mean, sit this one out? You're the camera guy.
Yeah, you see, a few years back, I came to Esmeralda's bar here, Sally's, owned by Esmeralda's. That's the full name, actually, if anyone didn't know. That's the actual full name of the bar. Sally was apparently Esmeralda's lover back in the day. And, I didn't know this. And, I was very hammered one night. And I ended up having sexual relations with Sally. And, Esmeralda caught us. It was right behind the bar. I should have known better.
Is this a true story?
It is 100% true. Esmeralda will remember me. Because then after that, you see, Sally was a very, very sexy troll. Esmeralda, as you will find out, is not so much. She's not easy to look at. And she sounds like she's shoved a porcupine down her throat for the last 200 years. Anyway, Sally and I were going to run away together and get married. And completely unrelated, Sally fell down the stairs and broke her neck.
I think what we're going to do is I still got my mustache. The mustache we used back in Asgard for the tournament. I'm going to set you up with that one and you could still be our camera guy.
Oh, well, that completely ties up that loose end. We'll be just fine.
Yeah, but you're going to want to not talk as much.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you one thing now. Now, vote as your legal guidance to the show and also the doctor, because I got my PhD in legalism now. I do believe that I am the most qualified to tell you that do not take your disguise off.
You know, I really can't stand the fact that he went and got this degree because he's got this, like, you can still tell he's a hillbilly, but he's educated. I cannot stand an educated hillbilly.
Wait, and I'm just confused. Buck, you got a psychology degree and a law degree?
Yeah, man, I took the bar.
What half-assed college did you get these from? You've only been going to school for, like, 2 months.
What can I say? So anyway, I am your legal representation in a courtroom or outside. If you guys do anything illegal, which you know that you do, come to me with it. I also, real quick, I think I need to come to these crime scenes with you, see what we're up against.
I mean, the guy is a lawyer now, I guess. I mean, not a bad idea.
So there he was. All the guys were so startled by the fact that he had a law degree now. But he was a badger. He was a badger of many, many talents. And he gave a shit!
Yeah, why don't you let the narration be done by me, Buck? It's a little bit much for you to do it. And Dylan can't stand it when everybody does it. We found that out.
I was only mad because Archie was literally about to be arrested. All right.
Oh, I know that one. I remember when we were in the townhouse. We watched that show.
Yeah, guys, can we get inside the bar? Chicago's fucking cold this time of year.
And I would say that as your legal representation, please do not do anything that might get us caught in a copyright infringement lawsuit.
All right. You know what? A little badger as a lawyer for us kind of fits our MO. And, I mean, look at him. He's dressed in a little pinstripe suit. Hello? Yeah, I hooked him up.
I mean, he does look sharp.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you guys. You got a stack of lawsuits taller than me.
And I have my legal representation working on that. Buck, no offense, but I'm pretty sure your law degree is printed on the back of a Chinese buffet menu, so I don't know that it will really qualify for much.
Now, I'll tell you what, Arlo, I knew you would say something like that, but I took the bar specifically in a Chinese restaurant.
See what I mean, guys? Like, it's...
Why don't we just let him have this one?
I'm not going to argue with him, man.
We weren't going to question the PhD that he's got.
Arlo sounds like he's got it covered. Let's just... Again, can we get in the bar? It's fucking cold.
Yeah, I'm inverted, Joe. It's definitely cold outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my little turtle ain't trained to poke out of the shell neither.
And how could it in these tight-ass pants?
Archie, are you wearing skinny jeans?
What do you mean?
Well, you mentioned the tight-ass pants, and I didn't really pay attention. You're wearing skinny jeans.
They're very slimming, Dilly.
I mean, I'm not arguing. Just doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it shows me horn off real nice. Also cuts the circulation off, too.
I'm not arguing. I mean, I like the style choice, man. It's cool. Just didn't expect the power dwarf to show up in some skinny jeans.
Well, I bet you didn't expect me to have alligator shoes on either, but color me impressed with myself.
So anyway, guys, so our heroes walked inside the bar. It smelled of rich perfume and badger piss, probably because Buck was over in the corner taking a piss by the jukebox. If anyone would like to stop him, now was their time. If not, we were going to go meet with Esmeralda. We had something to tell us, and I had a feeling it was going to lead to the sign that said employees only, that could only lead down to the basement of this bar.
You know, I gotta be honest, this is... Are we just gonna be calling out the things that we see and making them a part of the story? I'm having a hard time following all of this. Again, I'm dressed in a pinstripe suit, I'm fashioned out of my gills, I'm wearing alligator shoes, and this fedora, well, I'm just gonna say I can rock a fedora.
Archie had a point, and the rest of them knew and agreed. He did look sharp. Sharp enough he could cut a gay man straight, sharp enough to turn a straight man gay. He had the whole package, everything anybody wanted. And his balls were not small, like his body. They were big. Big, handsome, hairy, dwarf balls.
And I just want to say, when it comes to me pissing in the corner, I claim immunity from the law because I'm a badger and I get to mark my territory. That corner of the bar is my territory when it comes to other badgers.
Yeah, Buck, I don't think that's how the law works. I don't think you just get to claim immunity from your crimes.
Well, I just even dropped a couple of shit pellets just to be sure.
I mean, I think you're just...
I think that I know more about the legality of this situation than you do, because you don't have your PhD in legalism.
And I don't think that you do either.
It's on the back of a Chinese restaurant menu. It has to be real.
Yeah, again, I'm just going to let him have it. All right, Buck, you got it. It's, yep, you're the lawyer. You look like it, at least. You can at least be our lawyer for our whole murder mystery crime thing. How about that? He fits the role.
I'm not going to argue with it.
And you got me as the enforcer. Archie Treehorn, enforcer for Foretold Fiction during the murder mystery. Rockin' alligator shoes.
And of course you got me, the lead main character of this storyline, the one it's all based upon.
That couldn't be farther from the truth.
Arlo, is Esmeralda here? Can we, talk to this troll person?
She's been standing right in front of us during this whole banter/monologue thing we got going on. I just told her to let it run its course, you know?
I don't see her.
Hold on, let me get my stool. I'm not tall like most trolls.
Oh, man. Boy, I was right about her not being good looking. Ugh.
Jeff, shut the fuck up. She's right there.
No, it's okay. I get it a lot. It's between being uglier than a horse's ass and being mistaken for that character on that kids movie.
Look, Esmeralda, it's great to meet you. Thanks for bringing us into your bar. I understand there's been a murder?
Well, actually, let's get to that. First of all, I am a big fan, and my tits are hard just thinking about meeting you guys. I have followed you guys from the beginning.
Well, thank you.
Could I just suck all of your cocks?
Yes, please.
No, thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. You sound like somebody I hate.
Hey, cameraman, why don't you work more on looking through the camera lens and less on talking?
Yeah, you fucking dumb fuck, why don't you shut the fuck up before she finds out that you're vulturous?
Archie! God fucking damn it, you guys.
Did somebody say Voltrius?
No, I said I gotta take a piss.
Well, go over in the piss corner where your badger friend went. That's where we all piss. When I have a long shift, I just go over there and rip open my mud flaps and let her rip.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, on second thought, I think we're going to have to 86 those blowjobs because we got crime to investigate.
A blowjob from her is a crime.
Well, you know what they say, crime pay. Put me on for one of those to-go blowjobs as well.
Is she going to wrap it up for you to take home? What the fuck?
I'm not going to use a condom, no!
Oh, God damn it. Can we... Esmeralda, first of all, might I have a beer?
You certainly can, sugar.
Whatever the strongest you got on tap, I'll take it.
All right, that's going to be a toad piss beer.
I guess I'm drinking toad piss beer.
Don't worry, it doesn't actually have a lot of toad piss in it. I thought you would want to get to the basement where all the gnomes that were having sex are dead.
Well, that was a revelation.
Yeah, I every Wednesday night I let this group of gnomes, they come here to have a gay sex orgy. Their club is called Mini Twinks.
Oh boy, I heard of them boys. Wild fellas in the sex community. This one's probably gonna hit close to home. And there it all was for Jeff. This one meant something. Because those all were probably more than likely members of the same secret society that I belonged to. Or that Jeff belonged to. Was he great at narrating all the time? No. Does he slip up? Yes. But I'll tell you what, one thing he was picturing in his head was all those little gnomes fucking each other in the ass. Making a little gnome choo-choo train as they all handed each other nice reach-arounds. Ah, yes, you could smell it in the air. Magic was flying through there.
And there you have it. One of the main reasons we dwarves hated the gnomes. They never invited us to any of their sex parties because they couldn't stand the size of our balls. Now, of course, just to be clear, in narration form, I wouldn't have been going to their all-male ones, but the ones with the females, I would have loved to show their females what real balls look like and not those little tiny gnome balls. Just to be clear.
Wait, Archie, is that why the dwarves hate the gnomes?
It's not 100%, but it's one of the thousand reasons.
Well, you guys are just mad that you couldn't go fuck in the gnome parties.
It's not true. Have you also seen how short they are? I've covered this before.
Well, not the sex party part.
Well, they've been known to host some of the greatest sex parties around, and, you know, all the guys had problems with us. I think it was because our horns were always bigger than theirs, too. And they're tricky.
I don't know. Jeff, it sounded like the hatred between the gnomes and the dwarves just comes down to they didn't invite the dwarves to the sex parties.
It's not that. They like to sleep with a lot of our women, too. We don't do that interrace shit.
But you just said you wanted to go fuck gnome women.
I'm allowed to fuck gnome women. They can't fuck our women. It's the principle of things. I will enslave every last gnome and skin them alive and eat them to the bone.
Do you want to go say that to Chubb?
Oh, so we're gonna bring Chubb. I love Chubb.
Chubb's a gnome.
He's different. Wasn't raised by him.
Yeah.
Don't get into my ideology and my beliefs right now, Dilly. If you're gonna point a finger at me, you have at least three dicks pointed back at you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, Archie, you should try some of this toad piss beer. It's actually pretty dope.
We've already drank three glasses of it, my friend. I'm just taking straight shots of the toad piss. Put some hair on your ass.
It's kind of tangy. And there they were, doing as they do best. Always getting off subject and finding other things to run around circles in. But I'll tell you what, I was checking Esmeralda out the whole time, and I could tell you, she wasn't getting any better. Her ass looked like a boulder. Not one of them nice sculpted boulders, just solid as a rock and awful. You knew if you stuck your horn through them cheeks, nothing but pain was there. And I bet she never shaved a hair in her asshole to save her life. They were all looking at me as if they could hear me, but I was in narration form. None of them could hear me, not even Dylan.
Jeff, you guys want to go to the basement?
As he said, because he had a loss for words, what he thought he heard.
All right, Jeff, you really need to settle down a bit. This was all fun and dandy, but I think we need to get more serious about finishing this damn mystery so I can stop wearing these fucking clothes!
Archie, you didn't have to wear the clothes!
Look, Arlo keeps putting them back on me when I take them off! He thinks it's funny!
I am going to agree to that. I was putting the clothes on Archie. He knew I was doing it. I knew I was doing it. And this monologue is probably going to annoy Dylan even more. So it all checks out. It all works. Back to the story.
I'm just going to go to the basement. You guys can join if you want.
As that hot, sweet ass, Dylan said, as we all looked at him. And I'll even tell you that one of our vaginas was moist and wet, ready to be taken off our feet by him. But I was gonna just show him to the basement.
Dylan, you got a fan. Better you than any of us, buddy. Maybe this would be content for the OnlyFans.
She liked that. His long, beautiful hair. Anyway, fellas, let's go down to the basement.
Oh, you could tell they were having some ass sex down here.
Oh, fuck.
Smells like burnt rubber and shit.
Oh, dirty little stinking gnomes.
You could light a match and blow it up down here with all the methane I can smell.
Jesus Christ, they're fucking impaled on the wall by their dicks. This is fucking brutal. Holy shit.
Have you noticed it's peeking out their buttholes?
They weren't just killed. They were made to suffer down here a bit. My God.
This looks almost like a ritualistic killing. Somebody wanted them to be found like this. That's what Jeff thought. And Detective Jeff was on the scene. He knew. He had seen a killing like this years ago. And it was in Chicago. My leads tell me it was an old mob boss, but I knew it couldn't be, because he's been dead for 20 years. So I'm all out of leads. I'm not going to be much help to these guys in figuring out who this is. But let me tell you, I'm going to pretend and bet my ass they're going to try to believe me.
Wait just a minute. The last crime scene, and now this one. Brutal as it might be, notice how they're all impaled by their dicks, but they're all put spread separated in the dice, and notice how all their blood comes into the same puddle. Jeff is not wrong about this being ritualistic. This is something we used to do to our enemies. It was called the Horn Tornado. You impaled them all in a circle and let all their blood flow together. So they all died in unison with their blood touching. That's strange. I haven't seen this kind of handiwork since. No. No, that couldn't be. That could not be.
Well, you got some kind of hypothesis there?
No, I don't have nothing. Nothing. What I my mind is playing tricks on me, Dilly. My mind is playing tricks on me. For some reason, I feel connected to the first crime scene, I thought a little bit, but now it's starting to, I don't know. I'm starting to get a real bad feeling about all of this. And I'll tell you, it's not just because I'm losing circulation due to my pants and my hot-ass alligator shoes. They're really hot. They make my feet sweat.
Wait, but if this was a ritual killing, what's the ritual for?
This was to appease. And this is based on what I'm thinking. This is
We dwarves, we served many. But there was a great powerful being that we served the most. You know, I told you how I called upon Ares. We dwarves were bred for serving the gods of war, all of them. We are a power nation and we believed in power, but there was one above them all. But this could not be for that, because the way this ritual was created was by someone that has been gone long and long ago. And I know it because he's seen it with me. This could not be what I am thinking.
Well, would you like to share what you're thinking?
I don't want to share what I'm thinking because it brings... It will take me past the void, Dilly. I haven't gone past those spots in my mind since before I was frozen. You're asking me to dig up a past that I have worked on over 1,000 years to forget.
Yeah, wait a minute, fellas. Archie! Now you just go ahead and plead a fifth on this one. You do not have to tell them nothing.
That's right. If you want more, you're going to speak to my lawyer. Buck's my lawyer.
That's right. So any question you've got for old Archie, you got for me now. Ask away. There will be no answer to the question because I can't share information until we're in front of a court of law.
Yeah, here he goes again. He's accenting hard, so that means he's serious.
Now I've got everything on every last one of you. I can have you all put in prison for what you've done, but I'm going to protect all of you. You got to let me protect Archie as well. That's right. Buck the Badger, attorney at law for Fortone Fixing. Because I am Buck and I give a shit.
All right. Well, Buck, attorney at law, is probably going to become a TV series at some point. Glad we could help his startup. They were all miscombobulated. Everyone's minds were in shock. Archie probably wasn't right about what he was thinking. He rarely is. One thing was...
Oh, shut the fuck up, Jeff! You don't know everything about all of what! But I plead the fifth.
Archie plead the fifth. Everyone there knew that he had a guilty conscience. We weren't gonna say nothing, though.
Yes! You're dead! You're just dead! I don't have a guilty conscience about nothing! This is all... It's a play on my mind. Just because things look familiar doesn't mean that they are.
Archie said it wasn't familiar, but I was pretty sure.
Not you too, Dilly! You hated the shit in the lot! Oh, God. You know, Archie just couldn't catch a break. Everyone was... The walls were closing in on him.
I was doing the best goddamn lawyer job there was, and they all could agree. They were serious about having me as their lawyer.
I don't see where you got any of that, Buck, but...
You're not supposed to be able to hear me. I was narrating. I can't hear none of you when you're narrating, but I plug my ear holes.
Yeah, nobody else is doing that. Can't you see everyone's quite annoyed with my shenanigans through this whole bit? Were they annoyed with his shenanigans? Probably. Did I care? Absolutely not. I'm Jeff Wittison.
Well, fellas, this isn't even the worst of it. The leader of this little sex-enthused group of gnomes is in the back room here in the basement. Notice how the blood leads into there? Why don't you just go take a look?
Oh, my...
Oh, God. What's that smell?
What the fuck? Well, Archie, have you seen this one before? Jesus.
I'm gonna be honest. This one has me thrown off. No, couldn't have been what I was talking about. This is too dirty. I mean, the lad's horn is shoved up his arse, and his balls are hanging from his mouth. They fucked him with his own horn and made him eat his own balls. The only time I ever seen something like that was to another king. And it was once. I was swore to never do it again. Well, I will say that cutting his fingers off and putting them up his nose is kind of funny. It looks like a little mustache. Finger mustache.
Guys, this doesn't just seem like a random string of murders. We're not dealing with like a serial killer situation. This seems kind of personal.
It oddly seems like these are things directed towards me. First, my girlfriend. Second, gnomes. They know I hate them. But they also know secretly I don't hate them as much to do this. I feel like someone's trying to get my attention.
Yeah, Archie, I don't know about that. I don't think this is about you. Jeff said to him angrily, because this is supposed to be about him and his murder mystery and his midlife crisis, or later than midlife crisis, I should say. Nobody knew how old Jeff was.
And maybe somebody shouldn't always make everything about themselves.
And I'll just say it. I'm going to pull off my mustache and tell you, Esmeralda, I loved Sally, and you killed her.
I knew it was you, and I didn't...
What the fuck?
Ah, shit!
Well, I can't say that I'm wildly upset about this murder.
Where did that even come from? We're in the basement.
Nah, there was a void that opened up.
What the fuck is happening? Jesus Christ.
Dylan, hold up. It seemed that the gang was getting closer to solving the mystery. Clearly, they had found another clue. And what was different this time was an axe was used. These are all things that a dwarf would use in battle. Esmeralda had an axe sticking out of it well. Stuck to the wall. Face split in half, axe holding it together. Paint a picture in your mind, an axe flipping through a void, opening up, just as Esmeralda was about to say something to the great, beautiful, handsome, muscular, and purple Vultrius, clearly the lead of this story. But now her story would not be heard. Was Vultrius upset about these events? Not entirely. The story must play.
Well, color me fucked! Look at the emblem on the axe. That's my tribal marking again! Fellas, I'm starting to get real, real tight in the pants. And I'm not just because of my skinny pants. Something bad is gonna happen. Something real bad is gonna happen. This is... I need to go collect myself. I'm going back to the ship. I need to go think. I need to make a phone call. Check on some people. I need to check on Barbas. I need to call Barbas and talk to him, actually. Fergus as well.
Archie walked back, looking confused. Chicago was a messed up city. Very messed up city, especially for fables. It's not every day you walk into a basement of a fable bar and see a bunch of gnomes killed ritualistically during a gay sexcapade. But here we are, and there we were. We saw it all. And at the end of the crumb trail, Esmeralda got killed. What an ugly broad she was. The only good news about it was none of them would have to look at that awful ass of hers ever again.
And the other sad part to this monologue, to add to Jeff's monologue, is Buck really truly never would get his to-go blowjob. Well, unless everyone left the room, he could get half a blowjob.
Ha! Fellas, we found ourselves in the middle of quite the mystery, huh?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty dark one, too.
And definitely, Archie is tied to this. Can we all agree?
It's kind of hard not to at this point.
Yeah, it's looking pretty Archie-filled.
Oh, shit. It's the resistance phone again. Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Wow. All right, we will be there Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, you too. Oh, of course. We'll have sex. Yeah. But when I get down there, I'll break away from the pack and I'll fuck you good. Yeah. Well, you know, can't come to Miami without having a little fun. Just make sure the coke is clean. Shit you had last time was dirty. Fellas, our next stop is Miami.
Little did they know, we were going straight to Miami, straight to the heart of it all. We were shedding our pinstripe suits, and we were heading for some Miami Vice action.
Wait, was that another murder?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, who got murdered this time?
No. Not yet. I need to go and process what I... It's not good. It's not good. I'm hoping my lead is incorrect, but I need to go plan out my outfits for this next episode.
Yeah, Dylan, whoa. Don't get all crazy. We're going to Miami. We're going to have to ditch this old school, you know, cloak and dagger, freaking 1930s to 1950s setup, and we're going straight to the heart of it, Miami. We're going to push it to the limit. And so you have it. The boys were headed to Miami. They were going to have to make a quick stop to the Ray-Ban store because they definitely needed aviators for this one. And Jeff was probably going to buy a gold eagle chain as well.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and that'd probably be good for closing out the episode. But this is an after episode Foretold Fiction exclusive with Buck on how to fuck a dead head.
Nope.
Yep.
Volt, shut the mics off.
Go on, Dilly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to fuck a dead woman.
Cut the mics. Foretold Fiction. End episode.
Don't you turn off the...